What's up? You're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. My name is Maria Menendez. I'm filling in for the delectable and very pregnant Julie Ashton. And I've got a very sexy young blonde here in the studio with me. What we do on the show is we interview people. So we're going to interview Holly Stevens, an up-and-coming porn star. From what I understand, Holly, that you are new to the business.
Yeah, well, I've been in for a little over a year, so.
That's still pretty new.
Yeah. So it's cool so far. I enjoy it.
How old are you?
I am 24.
24. Wow, you got in a little bit late.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the what should be a wise old age of 23, what made you decide to jump into porno?
Well, it's one of those things, like, I always want to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and porn just seemed like something really cool to just experience. I didn't really plan on getting into the business. I just thought I'd do a few movies, but I had a good time, so I just kind of stuck with it.
It does happen like that a lot. So what were you doing pre-porno? I mean,
I was stripping.
Okay. For several years. It's kind of a natural progression right there.
Well, it's kind of weird because it was strange because a lot of the girls that I used to work with, you know, it's like, well, I could get naked on stage or anything, but I could never do it on camera or have sex with anyone. Okay. Like, it's actually a major difference. But that everyone gets naked.
That is the first step. So mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri.
Is that where you started stripping?
Mm-hmm. How
old were you when you started?
18.
18.
Yeah.
Now, did you finish high school? Or?
Yeah. Did a little bit of college, too, but then started cutting into my stripping schedule. But yeah, I did that when I was 18. Then I quit for a while because I had a boyfriend who was overly jealous and asked mm-hmm. me to stop, so I did. But then after we broke up, I went right back.
Yeah, that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So what do you say attracted you to sex work? I mean,
I like sex. I don't know. It just seemed like, I just wanted to give it a shot, see how it was, you know. There'd always be the features coming into the club that I worked at. And I'd always pick their brain about them being in porn, and it just sounded like something fun to do.
Who did you talk to?
The first girl I ever met was Amber Lynn.
Amber Lynn, yeah, she's a legendary.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else that really just made you think about it?
Well, it was mainly her that Amber Lynn. I spoke to. Yeah. It's all her fault.
I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that, Holly. So what made you start stripping? Like, I mean, it's
kind of a funny story. It was my friend's birthday, and I had never even been to a strip club. Mm-hmm. He just turned 18, so all my friends, all my guy friends, were like, oh, we're gonna take him to the strip club. So we get there, and at the time, I just graduated high school, and like, I didn't have a job or anything. And we're sitting there watching these girls. My friends are like, you could do this. Well, you should give it a shot. And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't have a job at the moment. So I talked to the manager that night mm-hmm. and ended up working the next Wednesday. So
did any of your friends strip with you, or is it just you that jumped in?
It was just me, yeah.
I don't know. Why do you think your friends asked you, you know, like, what would make you a stripper and not me? I mean, like, if a friend said to me, like, hey, you should do this, but
well,
they
were all guys there. So, they couldn't really. Yeah.
It's okay. So were you a wild girl back, you know, back then?
Kind of. But I was never anyone who was really an exhibitionist or anything. You know, like, people really didn't expect that from me when mm-hmm. they heard that I was stripping. I'm like, that doesn't sound like her. But
are you an exhibitionist now?
More, yeah, than I was.
Well, what gets you off about stripping? I mean, is it the sex, the attention, or the money? I mean, and what really made you decide to do it for? I mean, 18. You're 24 now. I mean, that's a long time.
Right. Well, it's kind of weird. No, I like doing it because, I don't know, you meet really interesting people, for one. Like, especially other people that I worked with, people are a bit more open-minded. Yeah. And I enjoyed dancing on stage. It wasn't really for attention. I just like to dance a lot. Like, I danced, like, normal for, like, 10 years. So it was kind of fun. My mom was like, oh, yeah, I see where all that led to. I shouldn't have put you through dance classes. Like, look where you ended up.
Yeah, it does happen. So you danced for how many years did you dance?
About, I guess, like 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Total.
And did you move out to Los Angeles before to dance out here before you got into porn, or did you
No, I just went straight out here.
Just for the porn?
Yeah. I didn't plan on staying here. I was just gonna come out, and then I started doing more and more work and just happened to stick around.
So who did you first shoot for? I mean, that's
the first shoot I did was for New Sensations. It was a solo scene.
Mm-hmm.
But my first real scene, like actual sex scene with anybody, it was for Sin City. And it was a scene with Joel Lawrence and Bridget Kirchhoff. And
wow. It was
so much for me to handle. Like, I felt a little out of my league.
Would you do anal?
Scene? No, I don't. But it was funny because I never actually watched something that huge go into a girl's ass. And I remember the director yelling at me to, like, get in there and do something because I was just in shock staring at this guy sticking his enormous cock in her ass. And
did it turn you on?
I didn't know what
on?
To do. Well, it was, like, crazy. I was kind of in shock, but it was very intriguing at the same time. I just didn't know what to do.
Intriguing is a great place to start.
Yeah.
So were you a porn fan before you got into porno?
You know, I was into novelty porno. I never really watched porn, but yeah, all the novelty stuff, I don't know.
What do you mean by novelty porno? Like, are we talking midgets?
Like, kind of like that. Like all the weird, crazy stuff, like more of the comical stuff.
Well, what do you consider weird and crazy? Because, you know, we all have
two
senses.
Oh, yeah, that's true. like, one of my favorite movies, like, me and my friends would always get together and watch it. It was this guy, like, it was just all the stuff done by, I guess, the makeup artist was amazing. But it was, like, there was a guy with two dicks, you know, that. And then there's one with the guy who was a pirate, and he, instead of a hook, he had a dildo or arm.
Okay.
It's just stuff like that. It was really funny.
Comedy porno.
Yes.
Yeah. So now you're in the business. You're working. You're fucking. Do you work a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I live out in San Francisco now, so I do more fetish stuff. Mm-hmm. That's more the scene there. But I mean, I come back here like every month and I still shoot.
Are you into the S&M scene personally? Like, is it something that turns you on?
Oh, yeah. Love yeah. being tied up.
So you're submissive.
It's weird. I'm submissive with men, but not with women.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you dominant with women, or are you just whatever goes with women?
I'm more dominant with women. Yeah.
So you like being tied up. What do you like to be tied up with? Like, is it rope? Is it leather? Is it?
I like rope.
Rope?
Yeah.
So, let's see. You started as a stripper, you got into porn, and now you're living up in San Francisco doing fetish stuff. What do you think what's the funnest day that you ever had on set?
Well, I had some friends in San Diego that I work with.
Uh-huh.
And
what company?
Ramco. And
the clown porn guys.
Yes. Yes. They're really good friends of mine. I did the movie for, but they're so much fun to work with. They're out of their minds, and I guess that's why they're my friends.
So what'd you do for them?
I dressed up as a clown, or I had sex with clowns.
How many scenes have you done?
For them? Or
yeah.
For,
well, I'm talking about sex as with clowns.
Oh, with clowns. I've done like probably like 6 or 7. I don't know. Like, they're putting out another movie, which someday, I mean, whenever they finally get it out. But I think I did like 3 scenes on that one. And then the last one I did 3. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
So you're into clowns? Does it turn you on?
Not really. It's like I just will try anything out. And it's really funny. Like we had to cut a lot because we just start cracking up at each other. Like, I can't believe I'm fucking you as a clown. That's ridiculous. But it was just silly.
Yeah. Clown porn is a little bit silly. So you're in porno. I mean, you've spent the last several years of your life stripping, fucking on film, getting tied up for a living. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do next?
I don't really know. I mean, I like the porn biz. I like to stay in it. Okay. I just kind of like to hang out.
Be a lifer?
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. There's so many great people in this industry.
Definitely.
So you're working on your website here. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you when it goes up?
HollyStevens.com.
Okay. And like, what are you doing on your website? Like, what kind of stuff are you putting together for that?
Pretty much everything. I'm not like just like regular porn stuff, like, you know, boy girl girl stuff, everything, and then S&M things.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a whole mix.
Yeah. So people can get a hold of you at hollystevens.com. Do you have anything new and exciting that you're excited about, like in your life in general?
Anything exciting? not really. I mean, out in San Francisco, I do other stuff too, other than porn. I mean, I do like visuals and stuff at clubs, and I host parties there and everything.
Well, what do you mean by doing visuals at parties?
I do visuals at clubs. I do all, it's not really considered VJing. I think of MTV hoes when I think of VJ. But no, I do like videos, and I manipulate videos and everything for the screens.
Okay.
At all the clubs and stuff, and I usually host parties there. So.
That's really cool. How'd you get into that?
Completely by accident. I just started running into a lot of club promoters and everything, and I don't know, they just start asking me like, oh, you want to do this, how would you come out and do this, and they want me to host and all this stuff. And
but this, you mean doing the visuals?
So it's cool.
But what inspires you? I mean,
I don't know, it's like I just enjoy the things I do. I mean, the whole video thing, I'm huge on movies and everything. And it's just fun to like show my
Say you're here on movies and everything, and I don't think people out here listening yet to Hey Julie at julieland.com know what you're talking about. I mean, they don't know
like, not just porn. I can't really show porn in clubs. I get yelled at. But like regular movies in general, just like the weird random stuff, like.
Well, you got to be specific.
I'm
for
trying
our
to
listeners.
Say, like, for example,
stream of consciousness. Like, just give me some words about like what these visuals are that you're doing at clubs.
Well, usually I do stuff like I shoot different video stuff. Like I'll do like weird propaganda stuff on like mm-hmm. the H bombs and things like that. And then I throw in stuff like El Topo. I mean, they're like old midnight movies, like okay. way back. But, yeah, it's all just different stuff that, I don't know. People always see it and then afterwards ask me, like, what the hell is that? Like, what is this stuff? Because I mix it together, so, you know, it's, like, very different.
So where do you draw your influences from?
I don't know. I don't really have any major influences. It's just, I don't know, I just kind of do what I do at the moment. You know, I just mm-hmm. stumble into things and if I like it, I just stick with it for a while till I find the next thing that I'm interested in.
Do you ever want to apply your visual, your passion for making visuals to pornography? Do you see yourself maybe going on the other side of the camera?
Yeah, I actually directed a scene for one of my friends for Hustler not too long ago. But, like, she was my roommate in Kansas City. I have no idea how she ended up landing a director's gig.
What's her name?
Her name's Kat.
Kat
Purcell. And she's, like, we were roommates in Kansas City for the longest time. And then she moved up here and just kind of opened her mouth to other directors. Like, because she believes that lesbian porn's made for men and not women. And she's complaining about that. So they're like, okay, well, if you think you could do better, let's see what you could do. And She did.
Like, where's the scene that you directed? Where can we find it?
Well, the movie is not out yet, and they had to change the title, I guess. It's called a Clockwork Control.
Clockwork Control. That's
Control. Yeah, and I directed a couple scenes in it with Justine Jolie and Genesis Skye.
Justine is unbelievable.
She's hot.
Have you had sex with her?
No. I just got to tell her what to do.
Yeah. So, what do you do? You do boys, you do girls.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it?
I don't do the anal thing. I've done it like a couple times, but it's not my thing.
Not your thing.
And if I'm not into it, I'm not going to do it. So.
That's a great attitude. So, who do you like fucking?
Well, I just did a scene feed. A couple days ago with this guy. I don't remember his last name. His name's Shane, but he's so great. Like
Shane Diesel, the black guy?
No. He's a white guy. He's got like...
White guy.
Like you. Spiky hair. Like bright blue eyes.
Shane.
He's really cute. But he's always fun to work with. Like, I don't know.
Why?
Because he's just got a great attitude and he actually enjoys sex. It doesn't look like he's really going through emotions or anything, you know?
Do you say that, you know, he actually enjoys sex. Do you find that a lot of people in this industry don't enjoy sex?
Well, there's some that I've worked with that kind of act like they forget that I'm even there. They're mm-hmm. just kind of doing their thing to the camera, and it's like, hey, you're fucking me here.
Is that hard to deal with?
No, not really. But it just, you know, the experience isn't as doesn't go as good because that makes me not into it if, you know, the person's not feeling it. So
you're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. My name's Maria Menendez, filling in for Julie Ashton. We're talking to Holly Stevens, who is telling us about what it's like to actually be in front of a camera. It's you have a very different perspective on it. I like that you got into the industry older. A lot of girls come in when they're 19. It's the only thing that they've ever done.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever have done that. I don't think I'd be mature enough to get into porn at 19. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's different. Like, the deal with the camera, it's like I kind of zone out in the middle of scenes anyway. So it's like I don't even pay attention. That
so you're getting railed and you just start spacing?
Yeah, I just totally space out.
And now do you space out on, like, getting fucked or just that there's people around you in a camera?
Just because I'm getting fucked, I just don't pay attention.
No, that's a good thing.
Anybody else around me.
So you enjoy what you do for a living?
Yeah, I do, definitely.
Do you find that it affects your sex life outside off camera?
No.
Do you have a sex life off camera?
Yes, I do, but it kind of sucks because I can't have as much sex off camera if I have to work, you know, and that's kind of a pain in the ass. It's kind of interesting telling whoever you're seeing, yeah, I'm sorry we can't have sex because I have to have sex with this guy tomorrow. I can't be like,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of a downer. But
so do you fuck boys or girls off camera?
Both.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer guys. I like the penis very much.
What kind of cock do you like?
The big ones.
Now, do you like it like thick or long or?
I like it thick. I don't really like it super long because I'm like actually kind of shallow, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can, I don't know, I'm not into getting it rammed either because then it's like it's like it's gonna knock my uterus off. But
how do you like it?
I like it kind of slow. I mean, if it's enormous, you don't have to like go crazy. It's like just gotta work it in there, and you know.
Do you like being on top? I mean, or bottom? Or are like,
I love being on top.
I can see that. Yeah. About you.
Yeah,
right, like reverse cowgirl. Is that
no reverse cowgirl?
Only for the camera with the reverse cowgirl?
Yes, yes. I told all my guy friends as soon as I started doing porn, like, never do that to a girl.
See, I love reverse cowgirl.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, wow. I think it's great. I mean, it's exhausting.
It is.
I'm like, 4 minutes, I'm like, okay.
I know. So yeah, that's how I am. Like, my legs hurt. Can we stop doing this? Like, I don't know. It's just silly.
What do you think is the silliest thing you've had to do in porn?
The clown porn thing.
Clown porn thing?
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
What do you think is the sexiest thing that you've ever gotten to do on camera?
You know, my favorite things to do is when a director is just like doesn't really direct too much. It's just like, go for it. Do whatever you want. Because then, it just kind of happens. And it's, it's better that way. You know, it's just hotter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of someone telling you what to do, you just do everything on your own. Like, my favorite scenes to do are boy, girl, girl scenes. Because mm-hmm. I think it's like a total turn on. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Those are my favorite.
You get everything.
Yes. Get it all at once. So that's cool.
What more could you ask for?
Exactly.
Well, it seems like you got a good head on your shoulders. You came in, you stripped for a long time, and then you got into porn. Mm-hmm. And now, did you live in L.A. before you moved to San Francisco?
Yeah, I lived here for a little while.
And now you're up in San Francisco, and you're focusing on doing fetish stuff and visuals for clubs. What kind of... For our San Francisco listeners, where can they find your visual work?
The next event will be Club Bang, and it's usually held at 1015 on Folsom Street. But I usually host parties there for every Club Bang event. So if I'm not doing that, I'm doing the video stuff. So
that's great. That's really great. Yeah. So above and beyond, where should we find you? Just hollystevens.com?
Yeah.
Any movies coming out?
Well, that movie for Hustler, I think it should be coming out in the next month.
That's Clockwork Control?
Yeah.
And you perform in that?
Yeah, I perform in it too, so.
That's great.
That's cool.
Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking to me. My name's Maria Menendez. I'm hosting Hey Julie for JulieLand.com. We've been talking to Holly Stevens. Check her out at HollyStevens.com.